now that you tell me you're all mine, I'm beginning to see. I'm beginning to see the light.
Let me ask you all to go over to the website womensbeanproject.com and just follow along during this interview with Tamara Ryan, who's CEO of the Women's Bean Project right here in Denver's Curtis Park. Hey, neighbor.
Hello.
And good to finally get you over here for First Take.
It's nice to see you.
I'm not sure where I first heard about the Women's Bean Project. I think it was a community groundbreaking. And I thought, oh, how quaint. They're selling beans and baskets. And they empower women to make these nice crafts and sell them. Lo and behold, the Women's Bean Project is quite an enterprise.
Well, we are. We're about a $2 million operation. About 70% of that comes from the sale of our products. We're very sales-oriented because sales create jobs and give us the ability to fulfill our mission.
The catalog, well, first, what's the mission of the Women's Bean Project?
Well, it's to change women's lives by providing stepping stones to self-sufficiency through social enterprise. So through the sale of our products, we're able to employ women and teach them the skills that they need, not just to get a job, but to keep it long-term.
Are these women coming from particularly difficult backgrounds or the hard side of town or just difficult personal stories, or do you get a variety?
It's all of those things. A typical woman we hire wouldn't have had a job longer than a year in her lifetime. The average age is about 38. So she has a long history of chronic unemployment, typically grew up in poverty, is repeating that cycle today. Very high percentage of the women we employ have felony backgrounds, almost always related to addiction. Mm-hmm. So she has a lot of years of being unable to support herself and her family. When she comes to the Bean Project, we're teaching her what we call basic job readiness skills, like you have to come to work every day and on time, take direction, pay attention to detail. But we're also teaching what we think are essential life skills, problem solving, goal setting, budgeting, parenting, communication skills. We think the combination of those things helps her become not just a better employee, but a better mom and a better person within our community.
Tamara Ryan, CEO of the Women's Bean Project. They're based right at 32nd and Curtis in the Curtis Park neighborhood. And so we call her neighbor, but you get a load of this catalog, which is available online at womensbeanproject.com.
Well, yes, and we have products sold all over the country. We're in every King Supers and City Market store in the state of Colorado and about 100 Safeway stores, but we're also in 500 stores in 40 states outside of Colorado, which I think sometimes surprises people who are local.
Well, that's the way to take it local and make it global, really.
That's what we're hoping. The more product we sell, the more women we can employ.
And the variety of projects, you may have, what, did you start out with beans?
We
did. And
then
it grew from there?
Our founder was volunteering at a daytime homeless shelter for women and kids, and what she saw was that women would come in and use the services of the shelter and leave because they'd get a job, but she was there long enough that she kept seeing the same women cycling through. So she came upon this idea that if she could create a safe and accepting work environment, that would really be the cure for poverty. So she invested $500 of her own money in beans and started making Tony's 10 Bean Soup and employed two women. And that was the genesis of the Bean Project.
You know, it's interesting because when you have a name like that and you've got a lot of people who are becoming aware of the Women's Bean Project every day, every week, every year, it always comes back, well, what is it? You know, and to me, it's like an open door to find out more about what you do and how many people have benefited from this for, what, 25 years?
This year is our 25th
wow.
anniversary.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which is a long time to do anything.
It is a long time to do anything. You're absolutely right.
And how many women do you think have passed through the employment opportunities there?
Well, we estimate that there have been about 800 to 900 women who have come through the Bean Project. And I think the important thing about that is that every woman has an average of about three kids. So if you think of the ripple effect of that, and also I can tell you that in the years that I've been there, the women come in and then later we might see her sister and her aunt and her cousin. And so we really are seeing intergenerational poverty. And so when there is an opportunity then to change one woman's life, because I think when you change a woman's life, you change her family's life, that we really are creating a huge ripple effect, not just within the families, but in our community as a whole.
Tamara Ryan, CEO of the Women's Bean Project. She's also the author of a book called The Third Law, full of stories from your journey as a leader of this organization. A couple of stories, please, because we want to put a face on the Women's Bean Project.
Well, one of the, I think, best stories that exemplifies the work that we do is the story of a woman named Janine. She grew up the youngest child of two drug addicts with no role models for employment. In fact, once she told me that when she was growing up, she didn't know anyone who worked. So when she was 12, she started selling crack to her parents and their friends just as a way to be closer to them. And when that didn't work, at 16, she started using crack. By the time she was 18, she was a mother for the first time, and that only amplified her need to sell drugs more. Through the births of three more children, she continued to sell crack for years and years and got hooked up with big-time drug dealers until the point where she was convicted of federal drug charges and sent out of state for prison, leaving her four kids behind. So by the time, fast forward many years, she came to the Bean Project when she was about 35. She got her GED. She enrolled in college during the time that she was with us. She got custody of all four of her kids, and she was very focused. They were ranging in age from 8 to 18 by then. And so she was very focused on keeping them in school and helping them avoid making the same mistakes that she had made. Then when she graduated, she went to work for a food distributor making over $17 an hour.
There are, I guess it takes, breaking the cycle. You have to get into a different environment. You have to really maybe relearn something. But in her case, she had no lessons, no models.
Well, that's exactly it. And yet she was so determined to have a different life. And I think that's part of the reason, frankly, that I wrote the book is because I really wanted people to see that the women work so hard to change their lives, and yet there are so many forces that work against them. And that's why it's called the third law. It refers to Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Our guest is Tamara Ryan. She's the CEO of the Women's Bean Project. The website, womensbeanproject.com. I'm looking at the online store with a lot of handcrafted limited edition jewelry, books, gift bundles and novelties, gluten-free food items, gift certificates, and then I'm just going to click on the gourmet food items here and go back to where you started with the 10 bean soup and cornbread mixes. And we do food on Wednesdays. We're gonna have to come back with a tasting.
I think that would be very appropriate.
Tamara, and volunteer opportunities, are there?
Well, there are lots of great ways to get involved with us. We have opportunities where we go to craft fairs, and those booths are manned by or womaned by volunteers. We have opportunities for people to come into our facility and teach life skills classes, so bankers, and sometimes we have attorneys who work with the women to help them with their legal difficulties. We have job coaches who help the women through the program and help them with their transition out into mainstream employment. We are, by the way, transitional employment. So a woman works with us for about 9 months, and then she transitions to a job in the community.
Mm-hmm. Women are learning lessons at the Women's Bean Project, and even you, Tamara Ryan, learning lessons yourself as CEO of the organization.
Exactly. And also a reason I wanted to write the book, that as I came to the Bean Project, I didn't realize the biases and prejudices that I brought with me, given my upbringing. And so through the years, I found myself sitting across the table from a woman who'd tell me about her background and maybe about the crimes she committed during her addiction. And I think, seriously? You? No way. And I wanted to talk about that because I kept seeing these women who were not the sum of their backgrounds. They were mothers and wives, and sure, they were recovering addicts, but they were so much more than what society had deemed they were.
It's the Women's Bean Project. It's Women's History Month, but I really like hearing about women who are making history in their time. Tamara Ryan, CEO of the Women's Bean Project, the website womensbeanproject.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.